Okay, today's daf is at daf chaf alf. So we got to the bottom of chaf and beis, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins as follows. Ze omer ze ksav yadi, ze ksav yadol shel chaveri. One person says, Reuven, let's call him, says, have Reuven and Shimon signed on a document? So Reuven says, this is my ksav, this is my signature, and that is the Shimon signature. And ze omer ze ksav yadi, yadol shel chaveri. And Shimon says the same thing. Shimon says, this is my signature, and that's Reuven's signature. In other words, they're both testifying about their own signature, or the other person's signature, so each signature has two edim. The din is hare elu ne'manim. They're both believed. That's the first opinion. Now ze omer ze ksav yadi, ze omer ksav yadi. If each one just could testify about their own signature, but they don't recognize the other person, Reuven knows his own, Shimon knows his own, of course, but they don't know the others. So then tzrichin letzarif imam acher divrei Rebbe. Then you need to have another person who recognizes both the signatures, or it could even be two other people, one of each who knows the other one. So in other words, Rebbe requires that each signature requires two edim. It could be the person himself, but you need a total of two edim per signature, according to Rebbe. Chachamim omrim, einam tzrichin letzarif imam acher. You don't need to have somebody else participate with them. Ela neman adam lomer ze ksav yodi. It's enough to say that Reuven says, I know my signature, and Shimon knows his signature, and that's sufficient. As we're going to see in the Gemara, because Rebbe holds that the Eidus is on the signatures, so that each Eidus, each signature requires two Eidim, and Chacham hold that the Eidus is on the Manah Shebashar. They're testifying about the words in the document, so two Eidim on the document is enough. They're not testifying on the signature, they're testifying about the words themselves in the Shtar. So one per each signature is really two total for the entire Shtar. And that's exactly what the Gemara says now. Gemara says, last line of Chaf Amr Beis, that Kishatim Salom or Ladivri Rebbe, when you understand the position of Rebbe requires two signatures, two Eidim per signature, Al Ksav Yodon Heim Me'idim, they're testifying about the signatures, that's why each signature requires two. And the Divrei Chachamim Al Manah Shebashtar Heim Me'idim, they're testifying about the words in the Shtar, the money that's described in the Shtar, therefore each signature just requires one, but that totals two for the entire Shtar. So that's the Machlokas. And the Gemara says, Pshita, that's quite obvious. I did not need the Gemara to tell me that. That was self-understood from the Mishnah itself. So Gemara says, no. Mao the same, what would I have thought? Maybe the Rebbe who holds you require two Edim per signature, maybe Svuke Misapkele. He was doubtful whether or not the Eidus is on the Shtar or the Eidus is on the Ksav. And maybe, Iyal Ksav Yodam, Heim Meidim, are they testifying about the signatures? Or, O Almana Shebashtar Heim Meidim. Or maybe they're testifying about the money Shebashtar. So he's Machmir, that really it might be enough to have one Eid per signature. But since he's Machmir, so he requires two Eidim per signature, but there's also a possibility that not that they're testifying not about the signatures, but maybe they're really testifying about the Shtar, which comes out as follows. Nafkamina, the following din. Let's say Heicha Dimeis Chabina. Let's say Shimon dies. So now Liboy Shnaim Min Hashuk Lehoid Alav. You need two other people from the Shuk to testify about Shimon's signature. It's not enough to have Reuven testify about Shimon's signature. Why? Because Dim Kane, because if Reuven's testifying about his own signature, and he's also now testifying about Shimon's signature, although someone else joins him, but the problem is now, let's say Rebbe is a mistopic. So let's say he requires two per signature, because maybe that's how it is. But maybe in reality, it's the din is really only you need one per signature. So what comes out is Reuven testifies about his own signature, that's fine. And then he's testifying about Shimon, but for Shimon's signature, you need two people for Reuven, for Shimon's. I mean, only one person could testify about his own signature. But for someone else's signature, that everybody agrees you need two people to clarify whose signature that is. So now in this case, if Shimon dies, Reuven says, I'm testifying about myself. And I'm testifying about Shimon, but someone else needs to be mitzarif with Reuven to testify about Shimon. What comes out now, 3/4 of the entire document is coming out mitzad Reuven himself. We'll look at Rashi to explain this. And that can't be. We need al-pishnaim edim. Only one aid can provide 50% of the necessary aidus. He can't provide more than 50%. So look at Gemara, then we'll look at Rashi. Hopefully this will become clear. Again, v'nafkamina, the Gemara says, when one of them die, in our case, Shimon dies, liboy shnaim minashuk lehoidalav, you need two other people from the shuk. You can't rely on Reuven to testify about Shimon, because Dim Kane, if you allow Reuven to testify about his own signature, plus the signature of Shimon with somebody else, what comes out is that Imkein Kanafik Nechi Revi, Nechi means minus, subtracting. Nechi Revi, which minus a quarter, and we say it's 3/4. I mean, a whole minus a quarter is the same thing as 3/4. What comes out, Nechi Riva, 3/4 the Mamona is coming out, Apuma Dechad, the one aid is the one creating 3/4 of the necessary aidus. So maybe we have thought Rebbe's really mistopic, and therefore one person dies, Reuven couldn't testify about Shimon. So if we look at Rashi, Rashi explains it's a long Rashi, but we'll read only half it to get the flow here. Rashi writes around five narrow lines down, v'nafkamina. V'nafkamina, bein safek levadai, the shnai machasumun al shtar. Rebbe requires two edim per signature. And now we're questioning, is that because vadai he requires two? Or maybe he's just not sure. Umeis echa mehem, if one of them dies, Shimon dies. Tzarech shnayim min hashuk lehoydalav. You need two other people, not Reuven, but two other people from the shuk to testify about Shimon's signature. Ve'ein ze kosher lehoydal ksav yado ve'al shel chaver. Reuven is not trusted to both testify about his own signature and also on his friend's signature, even though the tzarev echa imo, even though someone else is joining him, sheyod al chashem. Why? Because the dilma may be, in reality, Amana Shibashtar he made. Really, the testimony might be in Rebbe's world, not about the signatures, but about the Mana Shibashtar. When Reuven says, this is my signature, Nafik Palga de Mamona Apume. So now half the necessary aid is coming based on Reuven's testimony that this is his own signature. Now, Vizesh made Imo Achisimaso. Now, when Reuven testifies also about Shimon's signature, along with somebody else, that other person doesn't really help much. Lo malav lo morid. Dein tarchlo, you don't really need me. Sorry. When Reuven has somebody else partner with him on his own signature, that other guy is not necessary. Reuven is able to testify about his own signature. And therefore, v'chihadar mitzarif im hahu minashuk lahayda chasimus hames. Now, when Reuven testified about his own signature, that's a full edus. And now he, along with someone else, testifies about Shimon, which is necessary. Since Shimon's dead, he can't testify about his own. So there you certainly need two people to clarify, confirm his signature. But now Reuven's joining force with somebody else for Shimon's signature. Hadar nafik riva de mamona apume. So now that's another quarter of the edus is coming from Reuven. His own signature is 50% of the necessary edus. And now another quarter of the half the other guy, that's a total of 3/4. And we require, jump down Rashi in two lines down, for onan al pishnaim edim ba'inin, says Rashi. Chatzi davar al piv shozeh, v'chatzi davar al piv shozeh. We can only allow a half of edus for each person. Hokach nibayitre. Therefore, you need two random people from the, or other people from the shuk, to testify about Shimon. That's all if you're mistopping. But if you assume that Rebbe, which is the Gemara's teaching, is not Rebbe's not mistopic. Rebbe is certain that you require two edim on the signature. It's not because of a sagu, because that's what's necessary. Then the truth is, you actually can allow Reuven to both testify about his own signature, and he can also testify about somebody else's signature. In other words, what comes out is, when Reuven and Shimon are both alive, they can both testify about each other's edus and their own. That's 2 and 2. When Shimon dies, Reuven can say, this is my signature, and somebody else could add with him. And he goes to say, that's Shimon's signature with somebody else. Because either way, he needs to give testimony for his own signature as well with somebody else. That also becomes 1/4 for each, plus 1/4 for each. That's a total of 1/2 if you're following what I'm saying, hopefully. So Rebbe holds for sure you need 2 on each signature. It's not a case of a suffix.
But in case of Mustafa, if he holds on the part of the suffix that Aksaf Yadam had made him, why wouldn't he need another 8 on his own signature also, Reuven?
He does. He does need one, but in reality, but the truth that the din might be, that's only because of a suffix. But in reality, if it's really the truth is that he holds an amanashib a star heme edim, the second guy's unnecessary. Right, exactly.
It's a suffix of 3/4.
Exactly,
it's not
right.
3/4.
Exactly.
Ah, okay.
So then the Gemara says, v'hacha, and the end of the day, he paskins, therefore, v'hacha l'chumr, v'hacha l'chumr, and that's all in the havimim, that's only a suffix. We have to be machmir in both ends. That maybe requires 2 per signature, but also maybe it's only 1 per signature, and there are really 2 people on the shtar, so therefore we won't allow Reuven in the case where Shimon dies. Reuven maybe shouldn't testify about Shimon's signature. Kamashmon, that the Rebbe Mifsha Pshitale, he knows for certain that the 2 Edim are on the signature, not on the Manashib Ashtar, and Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. He goes this way, whether it's going to be a Chumra, the Chumra being, you require 2 Edim per signature, or even if it's a kula, in that if Shimon were to die, the Rebbe says that Reuven could not only testify about his own, but could also be mistarif to somebody else from the Shuk, while Rabbanon, who hold you're being, you're saying only on the star, on the Manashev star, if Reuven testifies about himself, that's enough for Rabbanon, but he cannot testify with somebody else on Shimon's signature, because that would be three-quarters of the Eidus from Reuven. So there, although Rabban wouldn't allow Reuven to testify about Shimon's, Rebbe would allow Reuven to testify about Shimon's signature if Shimon dies. The Amar of Yehuda Marav, Shnai Machasumun al Shtar, two people testify about a star, Umeis Echam, and one of them dies, Tzrichen Shnai Minashuk Lahayrelav, you need two people from the Shuk to testify. Bezu Rebbe Lekula, Rebbe says Reuven could be one of those two people, and Rabban Lechumer, their Machmer, they say Reuven cannot be one of those two people. So a bit confusing. So now the Gemara says, let's say you have the following situation. Let's say, according to Rabbanim, who require a total of two people on the Shtar, and let's say you only have one person to be made on Shimon's signature. So again, if they're both alive, Rabban hold, Reuven could say, this is my ksav, and Shimon could say, this is my ksav, that's enough. But let's say Shimon's dead now, and you need two people to testify about Shimon's signature. The problem is you don't have anybody. The only person around is Reuven. Reuven recognizes his Shimon's signature. But Reuven can't testify about his own signature, and also testify about Shimon's signature. That would already be three-quarters of the Eidus. So what are you supposed to do in this situation? So Gemara says, what you do is as follows. Amai, what's the din? Amar Abai, Abai says, Lichtov chasimas yadei achaspa v'shadilei bebedina. You should write, have Reuven sign his signature, and have Bezin just confirm his signature, so you're no longer relying on Reuven to testify about his own signature. He just writes a random signature. And Bezin recognizes it, they put a seal of approval on this, and then, machzikele, they machzik it, it's a good bedina, and then, velo tzarch ihu la'asu de'achzimas yadei. Reuven no longer needs to testify about himself. It's Bezin that's confirming the signature. And then Reuven could go ahead, Reuven can now testify along with somebody else from Shimon. This way it's only, this case, a quarter of the Eidus coming from Reuven as opposed to three quarters coming from Reuven. And then the Gemara says, okay, that's the suggestion. Now, even in this suggestion about writing a signature on a piece of chaspa, which is a piece of pottery, Dafka chaspa, but aval a megilsa, lo. But to write it on a piece of cloth, on a piece of paper, that Reuven should not do to have his signature confirmed, because this could lead to a terrible thing, because what might happen? Dilma mishkach le'inish delo male, a person who's not a very good guy, might find a signature Reuven written on a piece of paper. And what's he going to do? The cost of alavei, he's going to write above it that so-and-so owes me money, because he says, I got an open signature to work with here. He's going to forge a document using Reuven's signature, and my debay, he'll write whatever he wants. But tonight, the Mishnah says, Hotzei Alav Ksav Yad, though, person takes out a paper with his handwriting, Shuchayv lo, they shayv to pay money, Gova Menichasim B'nei Chorin, and that means he would have to pay the money. So don't ever leave your signature, your handwriting, on a piece of paper, because then that could lead to a terrible thing. So it wouldn't happen on a piece of pottery. No one writes documents on potteries, but on a piece of paper, that in fact actually could lead to a terrible thing. So it would be a terrible Eitzah to allow that to happen. So then the Gemara says, how do we pass on Halacha L'Maisa? We have machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanan. Rebbe says you require two Eidim per signature, and Chachamim say it's enough to have one. They themselves testify about their own signature. So how do we pass on Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel? Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. We pass on Chachamim that you need, it's enough to have one Eid, each person to testify about his own Ksaviyat. Asks Gemara Pshita, that's obvious. Yachad v'rabim halacha k'rabim. We have this cloud throughout Shas. Whenever there's a rabim up against the yachad, we always embrace the opinion of the rabim over the yachad. So what's the chiddush here? The Gemara says, Ma'al the same, what would I have thought? There's another cloud. The halacha is k'rebi mechaver. When Rebbe argues against the counterpart, Rebbe always wins against one chaver. Afilu mechaver rab. But there's a hav, I mean, maybe Rebbe not only is correct against one person, but maybe even it's multiple people. Maybe, although in general, halacha karabim, but Rebbe, maybe Rebbe beats out a rabim, halacha mechaverov, afil mechaverov. That's the havamina. Kamashon, that the case is not true. We only hold Rebbe is mechaverov, below mechaverov, and the klal of the rabim overriding the yachid beats the klal of Rebbe over mechaverov. Gemara now says, quote, Namanak simin ze anach nad chad, different references to different people's names as we're about to see. Amale Rav Chanana Bar Chia the Rav Yehuda. Amila others say Rav Huna Bar Yehuda the Rav Yehuda. Amila yet others say Rabbi Chia Bar Yehuda the Rav Yehuda. Okay, so there are a few different opinions who is talking. Umi Amar Shmuel Hach, the Shmuel really say this, that the halacha is like the opinion of Chachamim, that's enough to have just each person testify about their own ksaviyad. V'ha, ahu shara, there's a particular document, the nafik mi beidina de Mar Shmuel, that came out from the bezin of Shmuel himself. Have a ksiv be, it wrote on it, and this is sounds like a pasuk like Rebbe, that you require two edim per ksav. What did it say? It said, mida'asa rav anun barchiya v'asa da chasimas yadei, v'adachad da'amei, that Rav Anan testified by his own signature along with somebody else, Uman, who was the other person, Rav Chanan Baraba, and mida'asa Rav Chanan Baraba, when he came, v'asa da chasimas yadei v'adachad da'amei, and he testified by his own signature along with his counterpart, which is Manu Rav Anan Bachia. In other words, they each testified about each other. Two Edom per Chasima. That's exactly the position of Rebbe. That's not the position of Rabbanan. And the Gemara says, what happened was, Ashernuhu v'kaiminu kidechazi, and the Bezin approved such a document. So two Edom per Ksav, that's like Rebbe, not like Chachamim. And this is from the base of Shmuel himself. So Amrlei, they respond back, Hahu Shara the Yasmahaba. That star that they were confirming was actually a star of Yisomim. The Chash Shmuel, Shmuel was concerned the Bezdin Tawin. He thought maybe a Bezdin, which might make a mistake, might come along, and they might think the halacha is like Rebbe. And they might require two Edim per Ksima, which is actually wrong, but to protect Yisomim, he didn't want the Yisomim to be in a sticky situation, so he wanted to give them the extra, backing in case there's a Bezdin that thinks we all like Rebbe. Let's make sure they're two Edim per Ksima. So this way the Yisom would not have to chas v'sham lose any money. So that was the concern. So therefore he was machmir for Rebbe just for this concern of this shtar Yisomim. But in general, he paskin like chachamim that each person could testify by their own ksav, and that's entirely sufficient. So Gemara says, V'savar, is that true? Shmuel, Dilma, Ika, the Srile, Halacha, Krevi, Mechavero, Vlo, Mechaverov. Is that really true? Ubaha filu, that Rebbe holds, that maybe there's a guy who's going to hold, we hold like Rebbe, not only from the Chavero, but maybe afilu mechaverov, that this Bezin might think that we hold like Rebbe even over Rabbanan, even over the Rabbim. So for Avid Rav, I'm going to make some extra space, give extra space to the Chacha, to the Yisomim. This way the Yisomim don't lose. So that's why he wants to be Machmir, like Rebbe, in that case, in case such a Bezin comes along that makes an incorrect psa. So now the Gemara says, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Eid, V'dayin mitstarfin. You could have one aid and a dayin be mitstarfin the aidus. So what does that mean exactly? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says three lines up from the bottom here. Aid v'dayin, shtar shekosebo henpik, which is the stamp of approval from Bezin. So it has this henpik on it. V'chasmu ha-dayanim al henpik shalom, and the dayanim sign that they approved that this was a approved shtar. Ulach hazman, after some time, kishotziu ha-malva legabos ara halova lomer mezuifhu. The Malva takes out the document saying, you owe me $100, and the Lova says, this was forged. An aid says, what do you mean? Reuven says, this was my ksav, I signed this. And one of the dayanim say, I signed the henpik, so the din is mitzdar from the akshiro. That is acceptable, even though they're testifying about different pieces. One testifying, the aid testifies about the details of the shtar, and the dayan is just testifying about the henpik, that we did give this a stamp of approval. That's acceptable. You could be mitzdarif, an aid, and a dayan. That's what Shmuel says. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Kama Ma'alya Hashmaisa. How beautiful, such a statement. So nice. Thank you for sharing this with me. So Amar Rava responds back, my Mal Yusa, what's so good about this statement? My de kamasid sada, lo kamasid dayna. That which the aid is testifying about is not the same thing that the dayan is testifying about. The Torah are two different things. You can't be mistar of them, says Rashi, the last line here. The aid is passing about the details of the document, how much money is owed. That's one focus. And the dayanim made them b'fineu niskayim. We just say that it was niskayim, but they don't remember the details of the shtar. The two different worlds. So you can't combine an aid and a dayan. And therefore, Ella, he also Rami bar Yechezkel, and Rami bar Yechezkel came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he says, Lo tatsisinu lahani klale de kal Yehuda achai mishmei de Shmuel. Don't listen to these rules that the Yehuda, my brother, tried saying in the name of Shmuel. They're incorrect. Again, apparently Rami bar Yechezkel is a brother of Yehuda. That don't trust my brother. Any statement he said from Shmuel was actually incorrect. We don't pass in this way. An aid and a dayan cannot be mitzarif to each other. Going on to Chaf Alf and Beis now, the Gemara says that Ikla Ravana Achua de Rebichia bar Abba leMizvan Shumshme. He came along to buy some sesame seeds. Bamar Hachia Bar Shmuel. He quoted in this while he was buying. He was talking about Torah while he's in the Shuk. He said, Amar Hachi, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Eid v'daimit darfin. So Amar Amemar says, Kama ma'ya ha'mashmaisa. Oh, how beautiful, such a statement. Thank you for sharing. And Amar Le Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, La'memar, Mishum de kalsa avua de'imich, because the father of your mother, in other words, your grandfather, who was Rami Bar Chama, he was your grandfather, at Nami Makal says, you're also praising such a statement. However, you're incorrect because Far Pircha Rav already questioned such a statement, and we don't hold to the din. The aid and the dying cannot be Mitzarif, that is incorrect. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Amar Rav Huna, Amar La Adesai, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Shlosha Sheyashru Lakai Mitzashar. Three people are sitting down to me, Makai Mashar, they're serving as a Bezdin. Shnaim Makirim Chasimas Yidei Edom. Two of them recognize the signatures of the Edom. And Echad Einim Makir. And one of them doesn't recognize it. Ad Shalo Chismu Me'idim Befanav. Before they sign it, then they have to testify Me'idim Befanav. The third guy has to recognize the signature. Normally, the way Bezdin works is the three Dayanim have to have two Edom testify about the signatures. And once they see that, they could sign off the Shtar here. So here as well, even though the Dayanim themselves could serve as the Edom, two of them, so they have to, for those two Edom who are also Dayanim, must testify in front of their third Dayan. They have to testify first. And then, before they sign off in the henpik, then they could testify. So Gemara again says that, where we go, Me'idim b'fanav v'chosim. However, Mishir Chosim, if they first sign the henpik, then Ein Me'idim b'fanav. They can't testify at that point. You can't sign off in the henpik until the Edis of the Chasima has gone through. So first, they made the two Dayanim who know the signature made in front of the third Dayan, and then they could sign off. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Mi kasviram. So a henpik, there are two steps of a henpik. One is writing the henpik, and then the third, second is signing off. The Gemara here, which focuses on the signing of it, implies that they first wrote the henpik, this is approved, then they give the testimony, and then they sign off on the henpik. Gemara says, you can't even write the henpik first. The edis has to precede the ksiva, not precede the chasima, but even precede the chasima. So the ksiva even, the Gemara just clarifies that point. Umi kasvina, do you even write the henpik before the edis of the signatures? Vahamu rapapi mishmei di rava. Hai ashrasa de dayana. This approval of the dayana, de nichtav mikame de nichve sade chsimas yadayu. If the henpik was written prior to the testimony of the signatures, it's psula. Because the mischazei kishikra, to write that this is a good dash, a good star, before actually knowing it's a good star, that would be incorrect to have such a ksiva. So the Gemara says, hachanami mischazei kishikra. To write it, and then give ages, and then give the signing off of the handbag, that would be incorrect to mechsei kishikra. Looks like it's lying. Ela ema, it should really say, achilo kasu, until they write the approval, me'idim befanav, they testify in front of the third dayan, and then v'chosem, and then they could write and then sign off on the henpik. However, Misha Kosu, if they already wrote the henpik, then ein me'idim befanav v'chosem, they cannot testify after the henpik's been written, it's already mechse kishikra. That's the statement. Now the Gemara learned three halachas from this din. Shema mina tlas. Shema mina and eid nasadayin. The eid, now the two eidim recognize the signature, they testify in front of the third dayan, but after becoming an aid, they now could become a dayan as well. An aid can switch roles of being an aid to a dayan. That's one halacha. There's a discussion that comes up several places in Shas. Shmamina dayanim hamakirin chasimas yidei ha'edim ein tzichin lahad b'fneim. Now, the two dayan who know the aidus, no one's testifying in front of them that these are signatures. We trust them themselves. They don't need an aidus. So that's another second halacha. Now, these last two halachas are a bit tricky here. And the third halacha, shmamina, dayanim she'ein makirin chasimas yidei edim, the dayan who doesn't recognize the edis, they do tshichin lahar b'fnei kol echad v'yachad. They need to have an edis that this was the chasima of the edim, otherwise it wouldn't be recognized. And now the three halachas. The first halacha is pretty clear. An eid is nasa dayan. That's one. We get that. The second one is the dayan who do recognize the chasimas, they don't need someone else testifying in front of them because they themselves know. That's the second halacha. The third halacha is the dayanim who don't know, who are not makir the chasima, there needs to be an edus in front of these dayanim to testify about the confirmation of these signatures. Those are the three halachas. Now, the Gemara challenges the last two. And the challenge is a bit tricky, exactly. Rishon trying to figure out what exactly the challenge is. But the Gemara says as follows. Maskivla Rav Ashi. Bishlama, I understand. That halacha I understand. No need to question that an aid can now transform into playing the role of a dayan. El, what I don't recognize, what I don't understand actually, is Dayanim Hamakirin Chasimas Yidei Edim, those that Dayanim who recognize the signatures, then Ein Tzrichin Lahayin Bifneim, you don't have to testify in front of them. What do you mean? Dum Liolam Eim Lacha, maybe really you do Tzrichin, do you have to testify? But Chayni Hacha, the Ka Makayim Hagad Abachad, but they themselves are the testimony, they're their witnesses here. I mean, let's say three Dayanim did not recognize the signature. You certainly would require an Edis in front of them to recognize it. Now here, where two of the Dayanim are serving as the Edim, so when they testify in front of the third Dayan, in essence, they are experiencing their own testimony, their own Haggadah. So even though they're talking to themselves, but since we say Eid can be Nasa Dayan, you fulfill the Haggadah, the Edis and the Chasima. So yes, maybe Dayanim do require, even the Dayan who recognize the signature still need to experience some Haggadah Edis about the Chasima. And Legabe, the third Halacha, the Dayanim who don't recognize the signatures that we said, you have to testify in front of each of the Dayanim that would be necessary. Maybe not every Dayan has to have a testimony of the Chasima, but maybe Shiny Hacha, but here's different. In this situation, we have not fulfilled the Haggadah at all. And that's why here, this last question, hold on, I'm not sure this last question, hold on. Right, in this particular case, in general, you don't require Edis in front of all the Dayanim, but here, since you have to create some Haggadah, there must be a Haggadah. There must be Haggadah's Edis, but does it need to be in front of every single Dayan? No, not true. But in this case, since there's only two Dayanim, are the Edim, you have to create a Haggadah in front of somebody, so the third Dayan is going to serve as the Mimakabel, the Edis. But let's say in a situation where all three Dayanim didn't know the Chasimah's Edim. So you only need two Edim to testify in front of one of them. The other two Dayanim don't have to actually see the Edis. In this case, happens to be, since only one Dayan doesn't know the Edis, so he has to hear the Edis. But in general, not every one of the Dayanim necessarily need to hear the Edis of the Chasimah. So these are the two questions on the last two halachas. A bit tricky. Either way, the Gemara says, Yosef Rebbe Abba, he sat down with Kamerlei Lahashmaisa, the Eid Nasa Dayan. He sat down and said, we at least have one halacha, then Eid can be a Dayan. Esav asks the Gemara the following question. It say, Rav Safra, the Rebbe Abba. He says, Ra'ua, we have a Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to Eidus HaChodesh, the new moon, Shlosha V'hen Bezdin, you have three people, and they're three members of the Sanhedrin, and they were all kosher for the Kiddush HaChodesh. Yamdu Shnayim, have two of the, all three, saw the new moon. So what you should do is have two of them, V'yoshivu Mechaverin Eitzal Yachid. So now have one Yachid, two of them serve as Eidim, you don't need three Eidim, two Eidim, have the other guy serve as a dayan. We need three dayanim. The ya'idu b'fneim. You have three people, a total of three people sitting there. And they say, the two say to the one that we saw the new moon, the yomru, and now the yachid, along with two other people, two random people from the street, they should say the yomru mekudesh mechodesh mekudesh is mekudesh. It's a new moon. She'ein hayachid neman ideatma. Person's not believed on his own. So when they have the two dayanim who are now serving as edim testify etzel the yachid, they need the yachid plus two more people. But either way, we see from here that the following. Now, Yisak Adaitach, Eid Nasa Dayan, and Eid can become a Dayan. Lamali Kulehai, Lisu Buduchtayu, Lekatshu. Why do you have to have all this? Let the Edim, after they experienced it, now let them be the Dayanim and just sit down and say, we saw it, we're the Edim, we're also the Dayanim, let's create a Bezdin, and then we have the Kiddush HaChodesh. Why do you have to have the process of the Edim that testifying in front of the Dayanim? An Eid can transform into a Dayan. So the Gemara says no. Amr Lei, Afle Didik Hashli, they had the same question. Usheolta le Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Mart. I asked them the question. Rav Yitzchak Rav Huna. Rav Huna lechia bei Rav. Lechia bar Rav le Rav. Amr Lo, this is a whole series of questions trying to find the answer. And finally they said, Hanach le Eidus HaChodesh deraisa. Since Eidus HaChodesh is deraisa, we don't allow the Dayanim, the Eidim, to be Dayanim as well. You have to have a separate din. Eina e nasa dain in the case of a Kiddush HaChodesh, because that's a din deraisa. As opposed to Kim Shtaris, which is only Midirbanan, we allow the aid themselves to serve as the dayan. That's the explanation. That's the difference between these two different cases. If you look at Tosas for a second, we'll finish with this. Tosas writes, Hanach le'edis achodesh deraisa, says Tosas, uba deraisa in a nasa dayan. We don't allow a aid to now become a dayan. The time of the ain aid nasa dayan. The reason is mishum debayin and shayi idu lifnei dayanim. You require a real testimony. Kim Moshe mefarish Rashbam dechziva v'omdu shnei anashim, says the pasuk, elu ha'edim. They have to stand, the two. Lifnei Hashem elu dayanim. So that's why we don't allow on a deraisa level for an aid to serve as a dayan. V'yesh mefarshim, he does quote others who hold, it's not because of the pasuk, rather because of the debayin and edus shatayach halazima. Every edus must have the potential to become edim zomim. Vima edim nasa dayanim. The edim also play the role of a dayan. So now, Edus Shein Atayach Halazima. That's a case where it's an Edus that cannot be transformed into Edim Zomim. Why not? Shelo Yikablu Hazama Atman. The Dayanim won't accept a Hazama against themselves if they're Edim. That's why there must be a separation of who's the aid and who's the dying. But that's only on a Deraisa level. But at a Derabana level, by Kim Sharis, for example, we do allow an aid to become a dying. Okay, a bit of a difficult dot. We'll stop here. Mirza Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.